hey guys, welcome back to my very own episode, since Sebi's being a little douche and making me do this. This is episode 5 of... No, this is not even episode 5. This is episode Akon of We Watch Anime. Today we're going to be talking about the different panels that we're going to probably be looking at. And we've also compiled a nice little list of stuff that we should... you should take to Akon and how to prepare for it slightly, you know, within, you know, one day's of... Not even one day, it's like maybe half an hour of actually thinking about what we should take or not. But anyways, we've put not that much thought into this. But anyways, first we'll go ahead and start talking about what we should take. As always, it's me, Roberto, and my co-host over here.
Sebi.
Really? Really good name?
What?
Whatever. I'm just going to give up now.
Sorry.
No, I hate you. I hate you all.
Sorry.
I hate this.
It was funny because you're beating on it. I was like, why is he? Does he realize he's beating?
No, I don't realize that I'm beating on things.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyways, whatever. First, we'll go ahead and start talking about the list of crap that we've made.
Correct. This is going to be our Akon survival list. This is a list from people who have been going to Akon for several years now. I have been going to Akon a little bit longer than Robert.
Unfortunately.
But we've been going for a while, and over the years, we've learned a couple of things that you need to take to Akon. You don't need them every time you go, but if you need them, you want to have them just in case. Okay? We're going to break it up into little sections. We're going to need for cosplayers, for general public, and then essentials, things that you're going to have, and also deciding if you're going to, you know, bring your own food or you're going to buy food there. So let's get started. We're going to start with...
Food is probably going to be the most expensive thing on the list just because you have to eat. And on top of all that, their food trucks and everything there is ridiculously expensive to begin with.
It's very expensive.
No matter what you do, this is probably going to be... Well, other than going into the actual... What do you call it?
Dining room?
Not the dining room, but where you go actually go buy stuff.
Oh, the food court?
Yeah, that too. But the artist alley and all that, to buy all your stuff. This is probably going to be the more expensive part. And depending on what you want to do, you can either go buy your own food, or if not, you can actually do what most people do and actually eat there. But it gets pretty expensive.
Correct.
I would say probably... Plan on wasting, if you're going to eat there, plan on wasting anywhere from $80 to almost $100 just on food.
Just on food, correct. One, because of the how many times you have to eat at least twice a day, you know, breakfast and lunch. Because if you want, you can eat once a day, but you're going to be starving for the rest of the day. And food trucks, like I said, are not cheap, and they don't provide drinks. And the only place you can really get drinks is at the food court. And you can't really take them anywhere. There is water around, all scattered out through Akon, the Akon Hotel. But you can't count on that to be your only source of drink, especially if you want something tasty. So what we suggest is that no matter what option you decide to do is bring your own food, which may take, you know, more planning, or buy food there. We know for a fact you're going to need a backpack. You're going to need a backpack to carry things around, but... you're going to need it for snacks. One of the main things that we've found out after going is sometimes you get hungry and there's no food around. Or you're waiting for a panel and you're starving, but if you leave your line, you're not going to be able to... You may not get your line back. You may not even be able to get into the panel that you're trying to get to. And sometimes, depending on the panel, you got to get there an hour early. And I don't know about you, but being hungry for an hour sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
So we suggest you definitely take a backpack. You take some snacks, maybe some trail mix, M&Ms. What else, Robert?
If you want to be healthy about it, you can actually start taking foods that don't actually like rot right then and there. Like you can take an apple or an orange or, hell, even a banana.
Granola bars, things that are easy to carry around, don't take up a lot of space, and won't go bad relatively quickly because you're going to be buying these items a couple days before and that don't need to be refrigerated at all. And don't need to be cooked or prepared. You can just get them, shove them down your gullets, and then eat them. Another thing you're going to need if you're buying food there is you're going to need some sort of meds. You're going to need, you know, Advil, Tylenol, Aleve, because you're going to be on your feet all day, and your feet are going to get sore. Not only that, but you may get a headache. You know, things happen whenever you're putting your body on stress that it's not normally going throughout your life, and an Akon, a convention may not seem like a stressful thing, but trust me, there is con drama. Something is going to happen. It's going to ruin your day, or it's going to make the experience not as fun and not as rewarding as it should be. And if you've been looking forward to this for a year or a couple months, you don't want something small like a headache or a stomach ache, you know, something that's easily fixable to ruin your day. And yes, they do have a medical
the little medical check centers or something like that. Or,
correct. But they're not there 24/7. They're there for most of the day, but not the whole day. And these little things can, one, you're probably going to be up real late, and two, you don't know if they're going to be there or not. Okay? Now, if you're going to bring your own food, it takes a lot more planning, but it's a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you plan with friends and, you know, divide the cost and everything. It basically comes out to like $20 per person.
Correct. Now, you are going to need some things to buy. You're going to need some things in advance. You're going to need an ice chest. And you're going to need something to heat your food up, probably like a microwave or a toaster oven. Or foods that are easily made with hot water, because you can use the coffee maker, in the room to make ramen or something like that. What else are they going to need, Robert?
They're going to need, we already said water or drinks or something like that. But as always, if you want to bring your own stuff to drink, it's always good to bring, well, not juice, because juice will go bad.
Yeah, you don't necessarily want to bring sugary drinks, because they're going to dehydrate you and you're going to, like I said,
so you might want to stay away from energy drinks, stuff like that.
Why is that?
Because energy drinks, you know, they give you that boost of energy, but you're only going to have that boost for like an hour or two. And then after that, you're just going to have that really bad come down. And then by that point, you're going to be like, oh, God, I don't want to do anything else.
Exactly. And you may miss some panels you've been looking forward to, or it's just going to make you feel like crap. And again, you want to be able to enjoy the experience as much as possible for the longest time possible. Energy drinks are just going to make you crash and give you that hungover, slouchy, lethargic type of feeling that I usually get whenever I drink any energy drinks, which I don't drink them a lot. What else, Robert?
You're going to need money.
Money, yes.
And a lot of it.
And we're not talking about money for just regular AECOM. We're talking about money set aside for food. Because, again, food is going to be like one of the – it's going to be the top two things that's going to eat up all your money.
But yeah, and then on top of that, you also need your money. Like whenever you go into the actual dealer's room and everything, you want to buy that, you know, sculpture or that shield or anything that you've been looking forward to finding. Me, particularly, I want Lincoln Epona, and that's as of right now, it's running $1,500. And you know, I have the funds. I just need to find it.
It's a bit out of reach.
Way out of reach. And every time I find it, it's always more expensive than the last 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, you're going to want to set aside for money, and then you're going to want to plan accordingly. And don't be afraid to look around. It's like, I mean, you can actually find the same thing, you know, in the different spot for a relatively cheaper price.
Correct. Yes. Or even if it's just a couple dollars. Also, if you are bringing your own food, back to that, the dealer's room, they do have food that is from Japan, like ramen or those little breads, mochi or whatever. All that stuff is
upscaled on price.
It's expensive. It's more expensive than it should be. And I'm not saying don't buy it. I'm just saying if you're going to buy it, it's going to be more expensive than regular food. And I mean, you're at AECOM, might as well do it, but be prepared. And that's why we say you need to bring money, even if you bring your own food.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's go ahead and keep on moving from that. Let's actually talk about hygiene. Yes.
Yes. Big deal.
Big deal. Big deal. Trust me, you're going to be – this. Well, first of all, this is Texas, and we have yet to figure out if it's going to be rainy or sunlight or, you know, the burning desert as it always is.
Serious.
But one thing you're going to want to bring is deodorant. Make sure you actually bring in like even one of those little personal ones, because like we said, you're going to be walking around a lot, and eventually you're going to start stinking.
Yeah, because there is a lot of people. A lot of people create a lot of heat.
Yeah, and then you might not even realize it, but you know, you're going to start smelling a little bit, so you're just going to want to bring that. You know, just rub yourself down with it, or better yet, you're going to actually get some of those little, what are they, the moist wipes,
the moist towelettes.
Yeah, you know, if you get sweaty, you can just wipe yourself down in the bathroom or something, or your own hotel room if you don't actually want to take your own shower.
This is a good thing for people who are cosplaying and are don't want to get their hair wet or don't want to mess up their makeup mm-hmm. because it takes a long time to do, which is understandable. They sell little towelettes that are emergency baths. It's basically a little bath. It's a waterless bath, and it'll clean you right up. You know, not to say that you're going to stink, but you don't want to walk around offending everybody that you walk around with. One, you worked real hard to get the cosplay going on, and you spent a lot of money. You don't want to, you know, ruin it just by yourself. You don't want to ruin it for other people that have also spent a lot of money and time to get here with your BO. It's just being polite. It's just taking other people into consideration.
That's true. And as always, you know, just make sure you bring, if you're going to stay at the hotel, I'm not sure if you're going to stay there or if you're not. Blah. If you're going to stay there or you're just coming in for one day. But, you know, just make sure you bring, you know, your toothpaste, toothbrush, lotion, in case your skin gets dry or something. Or, you know, sunscreen, because, like I said, it's Texas. If we're not lucky and it's going to be sun and blazing, you're going to get burned if you're going to be outside. Because most of the photo shoots are going to be outside.
Outside, yes. Most photo shoots do occur outside, and you don't want to have red skin or, I mean, not red skin, but you don't want your skin to look like it's on fire from the sun.
Unless that's supposed to be part of your cosplay, then go ahead. All power to you, but I'm not going to walk around
with red skin. Also, it makes the remaining con suck because when you get a sunburn, it's painful.
Yeah, it stays with you for a couple of days, right. Weeks.
What else?
Let's see. You might want to take like one of those little stain pens, the Tide pens or anything,
stain remover.
You know, no, something's gonna happen, and you're bound to get a stain somewhere that you know you don't want it there. Especially if you're a cosplayer, correct. You know, you don't want to walk around with a ketchup stain the rest of the day.
Yeah, it would definitely make your your white dress
or a cape or
a cape or something whatever. Not look as awesome as you intended it because somebody. Spilled ketchup on you, and trust me, if you have clothes that takes up a lot of room or delicate clothes, somebody's going to spill something on it. Not necessarily you, but someone's going to spill something on it, or someone dirty is going to rub up on you, and now it's not white, it's off dirty white, and it's going to look funky.
That's terrible. But yeah, also, I would say plan on bringing an extra clothes, a change of clothes, in case, you know, something happens, or you know, maybe your body odor got a little too out of hand, and now that shirt doesn't smell as good. So you're like, yeah, let's just switch that out real quick.
Exactly. If you prepare ahead of time, you don't have to worry about it. You just change your shirt, boom, good as new. You know.
Unfortunately, that doesn't work for cosplays. Right? So plan on bringing some Febreze for that.
Yeah, Febreze for cosplay. That's a good idea, Robert. You're gonna want to bring some. If you're not cosplaying, or if you're cosplaying and you're deciding, and your cosplay requires like not heels or something like that, bring comfortable shoes. You're going to be on your feet all day. You're going to need something to be comfortable, and you're going to be exhausted by the end of the day. Even if you're just going for one day, you're going to be walking all day on your feet all day. That also means bringing an extra pair of socks. Again, you don't want to take that shoe off at the end of the day and, ooh, you've been making some cheese all day. You got some Gouda growing in there. You don't want that.
Yeah, that's true. You want to switch half days, because I don't know about you. I don't ever feel like wearing stinky socks, you know, all day long or anything. And for girls, you know, the girls who have like cosplays that use, what is it, stockings and stuff like that, you might want to bring an extra maybe 2 to 3 pairs.
Especially if they're white, because they will be dingy by half of the day. They're going to be dingy. And trust me, and they're going to tear. How many girls have we seen walking around with torn stockings, and she could have easily fixed it if she had just brought an extra pair?
I don't know. I don't know. I think we play a drinking game and then we get drunk by the end of the day because of that. Yeah, but anyways, extra stuff that you can also bring is, I mean, if you're obviously cosplaying and you have the ability to, you can just bring a little sewing kit just in case, you know, the seam rips or something. Or hell, maybe you want to be nice and somebody's seam ripped and they need help too, and you can just, you know, help them. Correct. Come on, guys. We're all friends here. We can help each other out.
That's right.
You know, on top of that, you know, I think some people, they have like special little jewelry or whatever that they use to like either glue on their shoes or hell, even on your own body. You probably want to take like extra body glue or whatever just to keep it on you, because you don't want to lose that stuff, because it's part of your cosplay, obviously.
Correct. And you don't want the one thing to make your cosplay go from awesome to what is she doing or what is he doing?
Or, you know,
did he even try?
Yeah, something like that. Right. Anyways, any other stuff that you should bring?
If you need to strain your hair or flat iron your hair, make sure to bring that stuff. It may rain, and as soon as your hair gets wet, it's going to curl up, it's going to frizz out, and you're going to want that stuff in order to play off, in order to keep your cosplay going for the remainder of the con.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anyways, on top of all that, you also want to remember to bring, actually, it's kind of important. You should probably bring, like, your own portable charger.
Yes.
Or your phone or your electronic devices, like a camera or something like that.
Correct. The reason is you're not necessarily going to be around
an outlet
at any point in time. You may be stuck in the line for a panel, and the nearest outlet is 30 feet away. So one, either you'll have to get out of the line to go charge your phone, or leave your phone by itself with a friend, and then you're stuck out of a phone. These portable chargers are cheap, $20, and it'll save you some major headache. Because you're going to be on your phone all day. One, you're going to be taking pictures probably with your phone. You're going to be probably tweeting or being on Facebook. Or just looking at the guidebook app for what the app's coming up next or what you're going to do next. And it's going to drain your battery. No doubt.
Quickly. I'm going to have to remember to buy one of those too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And you may have to make calls to your friends because you guys got separated or somebody went to go eat while they do this. You're going to need it. Trust me, you're going to need it. And you want to be able to have your phone in case anything happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, that's probably about as much all we have for that.
Yeah. Remember, guys, just go and enjoy your con. Plan as much as you can. Have fun. And be careful. Now we're going to move on to the panels, our panel section. Robert?
Yeah, this is our actual panels, the ones that we actually deem interesting and kind of fun to actually go to, just based on mainly titles and small descriptions in the past 2 hours.
Yeah, yes.
Some of these we actually discovered that we don't want to go to, but hey, they're panels, they're fun, that's what we go for.
Correct.
And also, you know, they also have nice small activities that you can do, which are also fun, but let's start with Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, and again, these are just suggestions to apps that we think, I mean, panels that we think are interesting, and that's not necessarily going to be the best things around or anything that you're even interested in. But
exactly. Yeah. If anything, you know, we might say it's pretty cool. We actually show up and it was like, this sucks.
Let's go. Which has happened several times throughout our con-going.
Yeah. It doesn't fail to amaze us how terrible they are sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, it's like, wow, the description looks amazing, but I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah.
Anyways, but let's start with Thursday. Even though Thursday's
a non-con day,
some interesting things still do happen there. Like, obviously, you can go pick up your badge, and then that's whenever your con experience starts. One of the first things that they do is, for the people that pre-register or buy the 3-day pass, is they actually have the Masquerade Ball.
Correct.
And for those of you who don't know about the Masquerade Ball, it's basically a formal dance where you have to actually wear a masquerade-type mask, which covers basically
Your whole face.
Or large portion. Makes you unrecognizable. And that's the whole point of Masquerade Ball, is you go, have anonymous fun, and that's it.
That's right. Now, when we say formal, we do mean formal. We don't mean nice jeans. We're talking about slacks, dress shoes, a coat.
Tuxedo even.
Tie. We mean formal.
Tip top, man. This is your A game. Think about this as, you know, you're dressed to impress, basically.
Yeah, you got to be dressed to the nines to go there. Girls, too, you got to have a dress. You got to have, I mean, either you have to have a dress or you have to be dressed.
A formal dress.
Formally. If you're going to go in Asian wear, you got to be formal Asian wear. I mean, it has to happen that way, and you have to meet the requirements because they will turn you away.
Yeah, you might actually have the badge and everything, but they do, and, you know, we've been there once where my friend was wearing regular, what is it?
Tennis shoes,
and they told him he couldn't get in until he actually got into his dress shoes, which so happened that he actually had, but they're that strict.
Yes, they're strict.
And for those of you guys that don't know how to ballroom dance, they even have small little
A lesson
prior to the dance, which is probably 2 hours long, and it basically shows you how to, what is it, waltz?
Waltz, yes.
Yep, the simple steps to waltz, and I'm not sure how advanced they get, but it's pretty simple and it's pretty fun.
Correct.
Anyways, let's go ahead and move on to the next day.
So now we're on Friday, and this is your first actual day of ACON. of the con, and it's a lot of things starting up. You know, it's a pre-registration for this, registration for that. You know.
Oh yeah, if you want to go to the Pokemon registration, now at somewhere between what is it, 10 and 11?
It starts at 9. The registration starts at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. and it'll be open until 12. So if you're going to participate in the Pokemon Leader Challenge, you have to be registered by 12 o'clock.
Yep.
And in order for you to participate, you know, you have to meet all the requirements, and those requirements can be found online at the Akon website. Just search Pokemon Gym Leader.
Well, some of the panels that I have seen is like, if you're like me, I like listening to music, and they have the girls that rock the house, and it's a small little, I think it's a band if I'm not mistaken, and then you get into enjoy some of their music, and it sounds kind of fun, so I would do that. Anyways, but one of the more funner things that's on there is you can actually go to miniature paintings and takes, which starts around 10 o'clock,
yes.
which is an actual panel where you can actually sit there and do your own little miniature painting. And they say the first one's free as long as you have your badge. And then anything after that, you know, it's a small fee.
And when we mean miniatures, we mean little sculptures that are tiny.
Yeah.
Little tiny sculptures, not a little small painting. And it goes from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. So it's an all-day thing, basically.
Yeah.
So everyone's, you know, just welcome to go. I'm sure they have enough supplies to last the whole day, which is why they have it so long. And if you like, of course, everyone here likes music from games, from anime, and that invariably means you want to hear that stuff. You may want to hear that stuff acoustic form. And for those of you that want that, there is a panel starting at 10:30 called Otaku Acoustic, which is basically a free-form panel from 10:30 to 12 where people are rocking out, listening to game music, anime music, and they're singing it acoustic, which could even mean guitar or a cappella style, you know, just being nerding out.
Yeah, as always. And, you know, if you ever want, if you're starting off to do your own cosplaying, there's also a panel around 11:45. It's called Materials and Methods for Your Next Cosplaying Armor Challenge. They basically give you nice tips and tricks, and they show you, I believe it has a small demonstration as well to show you how to make your own awesome looking cosplay armor, you know, for the, you know, do it at home people instead of paying somebody, you know, $50 or $60.
Like,
know?
Robert.
Like Robert. Hey. That cape is awesome.
And if you're at Akron and one of your goals is to make friends, one of the places that you can make friends and learn what's going on at Akron, if you've never been, it's your first time. It's called, it's a panel starting at 12:30, goes from 12:30 to 1:30. It's called Akron Icebreaker. And it's basically just what I said. It's veteran goers, newbies, sharing stories. Yeah, it's telling you, you know, what do's and don'ts about Akon, advice, what to expect, things of that nature, things that may be able to help you. And you get to meet some people and hopefully make some friends.
Yep.
Now, if that's not your cup of soup, there is also a classic anime festival.
Oh, yeah.
Panel that goes from 12 to 4 o'clock. And that's basically a showing of old classic anime. I'm assuming from the 1970s and on until the 90s.
I'm not sure. Hopefully it's even older. I mean, I would like to see some of the, you know, the older stuff that they had, you know.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty fun. Also, you guys would always want to, starting at 12 o'clock, is the art show.
The art show is amazing.
Yes.
And basically what that is, it's the time when you're allowed to go and look at the panels or at the artworks.
Artworks. And these artworks are very unique. They're from local – for the most part, they're local artists.
Correct.
And they've made their own – either they've drawn your specific characters in their own unique way. And you can find some unique and amazing things. And a lot of times it's all original.
Most of them are original, correct? And if they're not original, they're very limited print.
Yeah, so it makes them that much, much more awesome. And this is an actual auction.
It's a silent auction.
A silent auction. So be prepared. If you want to own, you know, very unique stuff, be prepared to start bidding against people because it's pretty fun.
Correct. And in order to bid, you do have to be registered and have a bid number with the art show staff, and that's really easy to do. It takes about 5 minutes to get started, and all that does is let you go in, put your number down, tell them how much you want it for, and then if you go back throughout the day, make sure you're still the one on top, and then if at the end of the con you're the one winning, and there hasn't been more than 3 bids, I think,
yeah,
it's yours. But if there's more than a certain amount of bids, I think it's 3 or 4 bids, then it goes to live auction, and you have to go and compete and try to get it over the other people that are trying to get it. And again, some of these pieces are really great.
Yeah, some of them are awesome. I've seen some that I've wanted, and obviously I lost.
Yes. All right, what else,
Robert? At 1 o'clock starts the Neko Neko Maiden Host Club. You know, you've always seen it on TV. You know, you see the girl that, you know, greets you at the door at the host club or, you know, at the whatever cafe. You know, if you want to see that little experience, that's there, and it's actually a paid...
Correct.
You this actually have to pay for it.
It's paid. It's a fee outside of your batch fee.
Yes. So be prepared to pay for that. I can't remember the pricing, but it's somewhere online.
Yeah, I don't know what the pricing is, but it is there. It's not
terribly
crazy
expensive,
but just be aware that it is going to cost you extra money to do. Mm-hmm. And while you're there, you know, you get food, you play games and things like that. You're paying for their companionship.
Yeah.
While you're there.
All right. So at around 3 o'clock starts Journey into the Unknown, a live music production. It kind of shows you everything that happens behind the scenes on musics and everything. The studio, what is it called? Arzulan Studios?
Yeah.
Takes you through the entire recording process. It sounds kind of fun, you know, if you want to know how anime music is made. So, you know, that's there.
Okay. And also, if you go back a little bit, if you want to keep up with the anime that is the up-and-coming anime that's going to be coming up this year, next year, and in the near future, there is going to be a Crunchyroll industry panel at 1:45, mm-hmm. and there's going to be another Crunchyroll industry panel at 3 o'clock. The one at 1:45 is just for spring. The one at 3 o'clock is going to cover anime that is coming up and what's going to be new next year, and they're also going to be giving away some stuff, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're a Zelda fan like me, you'd always want to start with learning how to play, or not learning, but they're playing the Ocarina, which everybody knows what the Ocarina is. It's the freaking awesome flute that Link has in throughout most of his adventures.
Correct, and that panel starts at 4:15, and if you're a fan of Legend of Zelda, Link, or anything like that, you've always wanted to play it, be around people who play it, or get some tips as to how to play, that's the place to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead, man. Oh, yeah. Well, around 5:45, it starts. You start having the panels for how to draw mangas. So those of you who are artists and, you know, want to learn how to start drawing a little bit more, they have some basic instructions and helps and guides and everything. And it's hosted by Bruce Lewis. He's an actual professional manga artist. He has something. He does work on Robotech, Galforce, and Star Bazaars. And, you know, that's something fun to do. And that, like I said, that starts at 5:45.
Correct. And this is just the first one of many panels that they're going to be having. There is a manga more advanced, and then manga for people that, you know, already know how to draw. They're just giving you a little bit more tips and from professionals that are in the business. Mm-hmm. Later on at 6 o'clock, there's also going to be a Yu-Gi-Oh! Banner tournament. This is basically a tournament that you pay $10 to get into. You play 4 rounds, and if you are undefeated in the single elimination, you will get a promotional Yu-Gi-Oh! Banner, which is approximately 4 feet by 4 feet, which is pretty freaking big for $10. And if you still have your old Yu-Gi-Oh! Packs or you're still currently playing and you want a Yu-Gi-Oh! Banner, that's the place to be.
Right. Also around 6:15, they have a nice little cosplay where we've been. It's a nice little history about cosplay. It sounds fun, you know, if you're into cosplaying and, you know, you want a little bit more information, there's something there for you to do. And some of the more later stuff is more for adults, so that's the correct, more fun stuff that, you know, some of us go for. They start with one that doesn't even have a description. It's called So No Shit There We Were, and it doesn't even have a description, so you're not really sure what's going to happen. So it's one of those where you show up and see what goes on.
It literally says your guess is as good as mine. Gotta be fun.
And one that's actually caught an interest is if you want to have a good time and a little perverted there, you can always go to the hilarious hentai dubs. And that is an 18 and up panel, so correct. Be prepared to show some ID to get in.
Yes. Also, you, if you're going to go, you got to be prepared that this is going to be a con. They may have some
weird, freaky
stuff
shit
to be going on. Later on that same evening, 15 minutes later, there is going to be a panel called Philosophy of Anime. And that's pretty fun. Usually, if you have questions about deep anime, questions of, you know, what certain things mean in anime, that's the place to be. And then later on that day, at midnight, the Akon dance starts. And,
ooh, dance!
And that's where people go to
dance, have fun, down. And party. Yeah,
that's right. Are we going to move on to Saturday?
Saturday, and as always, you know, you always start off the day at 9 o'clock, listening to some more Japanese and Korean pop. And this is the women's version, so it's just all female bands and all that other fun stuff, female singers. But then the really fun stuff starts with the, what are they called? The fan cons? Or
the fan conference, correct.
One of the first ones they have is Latinas Are My Favorite Fruits. And I'm, by the description of it, it looks like they're talking about the female Latinas and how they're portrayed in the, you know, entertainment industry.
Correct. Correct. So, and these panels are submitted and hosted by people that are studying this, that are studying the fields of either fandom or, you know, that are actually in college and writing papers to submit to become doctors. It's going to be full of information and yeah. It should be very interesting. And there's many of these panels going on throughout the day. Please check them out. They're really entertaining.
Yep. So at the same time, if you don't want to go to that, there's also a Japanese American Society panel that also starts around 10 o'clock.
Correct.
So, you know, you want to improve your relationships with the Japanese society that's here in Texas, you know, there you go.
That's your place to do it.
And as always, you know, more Funimation previews. There's another panel that starts at 11:30. And if you're a Naruto fan, as always, 12 o'clock, they have the Naruto 5.0 panels, which are, you know, for those of you who love Naruto, and, you know, this is the year that they finished.
Correct. Which, to some people, is awesome. To some people, it's the worst thing that could possibly happen.
Right. And again, another industry panel for Amniplex is at 12 o'clock, or 12:30, I'm sorry. And as always, at 12 o'clock... classic anime panel again.
Correct.
So, you know, check out some more classic anime.
Also, there is going to be a charity auction later on in the day. The charity auction is interesting because it's a live auction. There is no silent auction for it. And because it's for charity, there's a lot of interesting, unique articles that are up for sale. Mm-hmm. And you're also going to be doing... you're going to be helping somebody out with it being for charity.
Yeah, that's always fun. That's always good, good, good. Starting at 1 o'clock, you have the another Ocarina concert. Well, this time it's an actual concert where you listen to some music that they made with playing the Ocarina.
By Chris Gayle.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are into the history of anime, or not anime, but just Japanese culture and Japanese film, there is going to be a panel at 1:15 called Seventh Samurai and Beyond, Works of Akira Kurosawa. And Akira Kurosawa is a renowned director, for those of you who don't know. His films are still being mimicked. They're still taking things from his movies, even today, not just in Japan, but here in America and across the world. This guy has influenced many of the people that you are currently watching now, from the people making Star Wars, Avengers, and most of your manga and anime. They were influenced by this guy. This is a good guy to be informed about.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't want to go to that, you can always go to Kosei Combat. You know, we'll watch your favorite characters fight off in a kind of like a Pokemon style. It's kind of fun. It's kind of dumb. And it's something to do.
Now, one of the celebrities that comes from Japan this year is Anna Yano. And she's going to be having a Q&A. At 2 o'clock, from 2 to 3, and you could always, if you know who she is and you like her music, she's gonna have a Q&A. Go up there, ask her some questions. She's going to be answering any questions you have about, you know, her style, her kawaii style or Lolita style, and I'm sure about her music and how she got started, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around 4 o'clock, they have another fans conference. It's Joining the Church and State the Tyranny of the Prophecy in Bioshock, so Infinity. So, you know, you're a Bioshock fan, you want to go... Actually, no. I'm not sure what this is about, but it sounds pretty cool. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. I'm not entirely sure what it is, but it sounds pretty cool, and it's the fan conferences, so they're always good.
Yeah. There's also going to be a... did you just talk about the... sorry about that.
No, I don't know.
Okay, at 3 o'clock, there's going to be an examination of anime fan stereotypes, which if you're interested in things of that like this... You should go into it, see what people outside of the fandom think of you and how you are portraying yourself, whether it be good or bad, and what those stereotypes are. Maybe you're a whole stereotype. Maybe you're every stereotype. You could be no stereotype. It's exactly. Just something that is interesting to learn about.
And for those do-it-yourselves, another panel on at around 4:15 is prop making for beginners, thinking outside the box. It kind of more tricks and... tricks to show you how to make, you know, props, you know, that little gun or spear or whatever you want to make. So, yeah, so that's around 4 o'clock. Correct.
These are for people who haven't done it before, who want to try it but don't know where to start.
Yeah.
And a lot of things that you can do can be used or can be found around the house or can move up for very, very cheap. It'd be surprising. You'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then one panel that I saw here is that sounds pretty interesting. Is that so you want to be an exorcist? Yeah. Obviously, this is paranormal stuff, so get ready to go into the weird end of things. And then around 6 o'clock, you have the, if you're a fan of her, the Yano Anna. She has a mini concert going around, and that's, you know, if you want to go listen to some of her stuff, yeah, that's always fun.
Serious? For those of you who love Doctor Who, there was going to be a panel at 6:15 entitled How to Build a TARDIS, and it's basically going to help you how to build a TARDIS. Cake, it looks like, because there's a bunch of ingredients here that they're listing, and it should be fun for those of you that love Doctor Who.
And then somewhere around, well, this goes on throughout the entire game, but through your entire days, and it starts also on Friday, but they have board games.
Correct.
Where you can actually go, and they have board games set up, and you can try different games. These are all, I think,
they're all free to play.
Free to play, and... You can buy them there, I believe.
Correct. They're all available for purchase. They're all free to play. And there are people there that work for comic book stores or people that sell them, teaching you how to play the game, teaching you, walking you through the step-by-step so that you're able to not just learn the game but also learn to have fun. And board games, while they do seem kind of nerdy to some people, it's a great way to get in touch with your friends, you know, have a good time without – necessarily being everything about anime, which is there's nothing wrong with that. But one of the things that I like about board games is that you learn about people. You learn how about people think, or you know, you get inside their head a little bit, because in order to beat them, most of the time you got to be able to think ahead of them.
Yeah,
it's pretty fun. Yeah, little competitive non-competitiveness, as I like to say. Please check it out. There's a bunch of people there, and they're all willing and ready to help you learn board games.
Talk about how getting to know people and thinking in the deep end. There's the Neo Henya Haku that starts around 6:45. It's just basically Japanese poetry, you know.
Yes.
It's always fun, you know, listening to poetry, you know, getting in touch with your deep side, you know, all that other fun stuff. So if you want to do that, that's always there.
On the lighter side, if you like J-pop, there's going to be a panel at 7:30 called it's called the Want Each Other Duo, Garrett and Hyde. This is a big thing for girls. I don't know if you know who Garrett and Hyde is, but they're J-pop stars or Visual K stars, and apparently they want each other. a little bit later, there's also going to be a karaoke OK. It's basically karaoke anime style. It's any anime you want to that has a song that you love and you can't hear any of stuff and you love singing it, take your music there. Most of the time they may have it, but take your music to be sure, and they'll play it for you. You can sing it for everybody and show everybody that you're a big star in the making.
And then another fan conference is the different motivations that predictions and psychological connections of fan interest and the fan groups in anime, furry, and fandom, sports fandom.
Holy shit.
Yes. That was that is a big title. And because it has a big title, it's a lot of information, and it looks really interesting when you read the description.
What time does that start, Robert?
That starts at exactly 6:30.
6:30. That sounds like it's going to be fun and very informative. One of the things I love going about Akena is just learning. You can learn so much there. Not to say that that's what you have to go for. You can definitely just go to have fun and goof off, but it's a great opportunity to learn about more about your culture and where things that you're enjoying from come from.
Right.
Originate from.
And then they also have a Vampire Mythos that starts around 7:30. That's not the actual title, but I'm just taking what I can actually make out.
It's a mythology about vampires from animes and how they bring it together. There's also going to be a, if you love fan fiction, there's going to be a fan fiction crash course. It's basically a workshop, how to get your writing to the next level, how to get more views, not necessarily what makes good anime, I mean good fan fiction, but things that can help you make your fan fiction better.
Oh, and then starting at 8:45, they actually have a panel that says Pop Culture Parenting. This actually shows you about questions of what you show your kids and stuff like
that. And how to introduce it to them.
And how to introduce it to them, you know, your guidelines, you know. It's one of those, you know, where you guys want to introduce your children to anime or some sort of fandom and don't know quite how to do it.
Correct. Because even though anime is very kid-friendly, there's also a lot of anime that is...
Definitely not kid-friendly.
Kid-friendly, and it's just a way to how to navigate that, things like that. Speaking of not kid-friendly, at 8:45, starting at the same time, if you don't have kids, you can go to History of Hentai, Plus 18. It's going to give you the backstory as to how Akam came to be, I mean, how Hentai came to be, why it's such a big phenomenon, why so many people love it. And it's going to be dirty.
Of course, as always. And, you know, if you're also looking for some laughs, there's also Nerdcore Comedy After Hours. And it's 18 and up, so you want to get some good dirty laughs. And also, there's also Anime Hell.
Anime Hell is awesome.
Yes, it's just a whole bunch of random crap that makes you say, what the hell?
Serious.
And if you don't want to go to that, you can also go to Shit Otaku Say 4 in 3D. It's also in a Plus 18. And they talk about very controversial things, jokes, all that kind of weird and random stuff. So you want to go to that.
Again, and if you want to, and there's another panel called Ridiculous Opinions. If you want to be able to say something that you've been wanting to say either about anime or anything close to the fandom that's either ridiculous or just outright crazy, this is the place to say it, because there are going to be people are going to be there to, one, argue with you, and two, possibly agree with you, which is the best thing
in the world.
In the world, is to have people agree with your crazy ideas.
And then there's another panel. It's called Surviving Horror, Running Away for Fun and Profit. It actually talks about the different games that are there for, you know, horror to actually make you scared. They talk about it. It sounds kind of fun, you know, if you're into those kind of games, which I am. My co-host, unfortunately, isn't.
Mm-mm. And another panel that should be good to go to is Otakus and Their Crazy Fetishes. Okay. This is, of course, Plus 18, and it's about otakus and their crazy fetishes.
Yeah, no pun intended, I guess.
And, of course, the other big thing going on that Saturday night is going to be the Dance with DJ Void. He is going to be having the rave for those that are into that. It's going to be going on from 11
to... Are they calling it a rave? I thought they weren't calling it a
rave. No, they don't call it a rave, but it is a rave because it's all techno, dubstep, and dance music.
Not a rave. But it's pretty lighty, fancy, pretty cool.
Correct. It starts at 11:30 and it goes until 3:30.
And if you don't want to go to that, and you know,
you're still hanging out outside.
Outside, or if you wanted to stay a little bit perverted, as always, you can always go to the Funimation Peep Show, which shows you the fun, you know, jiggly fan services clips.
Correct.
In Funimation.
Correct. Now, Sunday is a day where the con starts to wind down. There are panels on that day, however, there's not as many of them, and it seems to be a lot of them are geared to the older audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only reason I say that is because there is a panel. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm looking at. There are these panels don't seem to be geared towards kids, and a lot of it is just wrapping things up, the Gupla competitions, which is basically Gundam making or modeling, 3D printing for cosplay. 3D printing is very expensive, which is again why I think it's for older people. And you know, it's just a continuation of things. Things are winding down. However, one thing that it does look awesome is it's a panel called Deep Dragon Ball Z Games. It's just a bunch of Dragon Ball Z games, and that you get to play it, ones you've never seen before, ones you've been playing for a long time, and it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, and if, you know, you want to check out Crunchyroll Presents working out at Anime Industry, if you want to see how, you know, maybe looking to get a job there and you want to see a little preview of how it goes down there, you know, you can always go to that panel, and it starts around, like, 1:15, I believe.
Correct. There's going to be another drawing manga panel and a closing ceremony, as well as how to be a panelist if you ever want to – if you think you have enough information as to how to – and how to be a panelist that you could answer questions on the fly and things of that nature. You should show up there. Robert and I will probably be there. And then at 4 o'clock, everything shuts down.
Oh, and then don't forget, on Sunday, you can always buy your ticket for next year's AECON, and they're relatively cheap.
They're $25. Even if you end up not going for whatever reason, $25 is a great way to make you go. It's a way to, one, get it for cheap, and two, make sure you're going next year.
Yep, pretty much. Well, that basically wraps up today's little special episode, you know. Go out there, have some fun, you know. Outside of that, just go watch some anime, like always.
Yeah, let's be hanging there. Go watch some anime.